Hello and welcome to 2024. We have had a bit of a break here on the Let's Talk Thyroid podcast, and actually the break's going to continue a little bit longer. I just wanted to do a short 2024 update announcement just to let you know I haven't gone away completely. In fact, I haven't really gone away. I've just been having a bit of a break, and a slightly longer break than I had planned to from the podcast. I'm just trying to juggle start of a new year with start of a new job, and I just worked out I needed a little bit of extra time. So the first proper episode of the Let's Talk Thyroid podcast will launch next fortnight, the 1st of February. So we're going to launch in February for a brand new year. The podcast episode then is going to be all about how to not go broke while you're trying to pursue a thyroid-friendly lifestyle, because let's face it, it can actually be quite expensive to pursue ultimate thyroid health. So that's what we're going to talk about for the 1st of February, and probably a bit of a theme throughout February. That will be the theme. I'm going to try something for a couple of months where I have a main theme for the month and share some a thyroid story as well. So just try to mix things up a little bit. I'm also going to mix up the intro to the podcast so we don't have all the music and all the big long intro. We're just going to try to get straight into the episode. Having said that, I am going to run a kickstart program in February, starting on Monday, the 5th of February, which is partly why I wanted to do this announcement, because I don't want anyone to miss out. And it just seems that in the Let's Talk Thyroid Facebook community of well over 1,500 people, often only 50 people see a post. So I thought maybe I'll just do a short welcome to 2024 announcement podcast, just to let you know that the Kickstart program will be kicking off on the 5th of February. So I don't want you to miss out. If you have been wanting to kickstart a thyroid-friendly lifestyle, and particularly this program, it's 30 days and it's focused on the food. It's about taking out the things that aren't so thyroid-friendly, like gluten, grains, dairy, sugars, and really focusing on your nutrient-dense, thyroid-friendly foods. So, yeah, your animal proteins, nuts, seeds, veggies. I can guarantee there's lots of delicious food, even if you've never taken out some of those not-so-friendly foods before. But it's designed around really supporting you through making those changes so that you can decide what changes you want to continue as part of a lifestyle. And maybe if you want to reintroduce a couple of things, you can do that after the program. It is delivered to you. You get a guidebook, you get a recipe book, you get a journal. You will, once the program starts, get daily emails from me. They're only short. They've got an affirmation, some information about the day, what you might be expecting at that particular point in the program in terms of, you know, how your body might be feeling, how your emotions might be feeling, and a recipe or a recipe idea. So, and then there's, if we can get a group coaching calls on a Monday lunchtime for the duration of the program, that will be 12 noon Australian Eastern Standard Time, which is where I am in Brisbane. So you can bring your thyroid-friendly lunch or dinner if you're in a different part of the world, and you can join us for probably 30 to 45 minutes just to discuss how you're going that week, what to expect. We can troubleshoot ideas, but that group coaching has worked really well, particularly in the last time I ran this back in October. So if you're interested in the Kickstart program, you do need to get in quick. I haven't left you too much time to decide. It is kicking off on the 5th of February, but you will need to have registered by Friday the 2nd. I'm a firm believer you need the weekend to prepare, at least the weekend, but if you're ready to register, you can do that straight away. letstalkthyroid.com/kickstart. I think that's all the announcements I need to make. If you're not in the Let's Talk Thyroid community, come and join us over there. I would like to try to get a little bit more discussion going in that group around the monthly theme, which for February will be doing all of this on a budget. So, yeah, so I hope you have had a good break over, it's been our summer, it's been ridiculously hot. Yesterday here was 37 degrees and about 500% humidity, so we've got air con, that's okay. But, yeah, it has been very hot a long hot summer and quite wet. So whatever you've been up to, I hope you've had a chance to have a break. I hope you've had a chance to really sit down and think about your year ahead, your plans, your goals, the things that you're wanting to really focus on, particularly for your thyroid health. If you need any support with that, then of course we're here to support you. I'm here with the Let's Talk Thyroid community, is there to support you, and just so you know that you're not doing this thyroid journey alone. Other changes you might notice, if you're a regular YouTube watcher as opposed to just listening to this on audio, you'll notice I have a different background, which is pretty uninspiring, I have to say. I've moved out of my office for 6 months. We've got a German student staying with us, and so we've converted my office into a bedroom. And so we've moved my office into my bedroom or our bedroom, and it's probably not quite as nice a background, and the sound, maybe it's a much larger space, so it might be a little bit echoey, but hopefully the sound quality will still be okay. I'll be back in there in the second half of the year, back in my office, but for now, just enjoy all the white blinds behind me. And unfortunately with Riverside, which is the program that I use to record the podcasts, they don't have like a green screen background feature, or not yet. So anyhow, just if you're a visual person and you watch and you're thinking, where is Annabelle, then you will know that I've just relocated office for a few months while we've got an extra guest in the house. So that will be it. Told you, short and sweet announcement, little episode. And if you've got any questions about Kickstart, let me know. If you've got a thyroid story that you would like to share on the podcast, your journey, doesn't really matter where you are in your journey. You might be just very new. You might have been at this for 30 years. It doesn't really matter. I think we learn from each other. And if you're a long-time listener to the show, you'll know that I really value people sharing their stories. I think we all can learn. Everybody's story is, we have some similarities, but we have lots of differences. And if all you ever heard was my thyroid story, you'd be missing out, and it probably wouldn't be so helpful, because there's lots of things about my story that you just won't relate to. And so that's where it's really helpful to have different people's stories. So if you're feeling a little bit brave and you feel like you'd like to help out the global thyroid community by sharing your story, you may not think it's particularly inspiring or exciting, and that's completely okay. We're all about normal, everyday people here on this show. So please just send me an email, which is letstalkthyroid@gmail.com, or you can reach me on pretty much every platform. So you'll find me. Just send me a message and say, I'm interested in sharing my thyroid story, and we can have a bit of a chat then about it. If you've got any other questions, let me know. And otherwise, I will see you for the launch proper on the 1st of February for the Let's Talk Thyroid podcast. Thanks, everyone. Have you read Let's Talk Thyroid yet? That is the book that I put out last year. It is all about positive and practical thyroid help for the new thyroid patient, or for the thyroid patient that is new to the idea that there's anything other than taking your medication that you can do for your thyroid health. Grab your copy from Amazon or from my website, letstalkthyroid.com, or grab a copy for a friend who is struggling with their thyroid health and just needs some really accessible, bite-sized, practical, and positive information that's going to give you hope for your thyroid future.